episode 204, Ridiculously Amazing.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? You're absolutely beautiful. Come in. Are you ready for something really refreshing? How about some lemonade with some fresh lime and a little bit of cucumber on ice? We're going to put it on the rocks. Doesn't that just sound oh so relaxing? Maybe you need that. Has your week been absolutely crazy and you're just like, come on, I need some rejuvenation now? Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you that you are ridiculously amazing. You're beautiful, you're gorgeous, and you do amazing things every single day. Think about who you serve. You serve your family, you serve your children, right? If you're a mom, you serve them. If you're married, you serve your husband, your partner. If you work outside the home, you serve your coworkers, your boss. If you work even as a stay-at-home mom, you could be serving even the fur babies. Yes, you can, right? Because why? They need to eat too. You can serve the lady behind the counter when you go shopping. I found myself in Walmart today. You know, you have to get those things sometimes. So I'm at Walmart and I'm finishing checking out and the lady behind the counter is, you know, she's working with all the bags and finishing up. And the last thing I told her was have a blessed day. And she kind of was just kind of fidgeting and I was finishing my wallet, putting it in. And she goes, excuse me, what did you say? And I said, oh, ma'am, just have a blessed day. She goes, oh, well, thank you. She goes, I'm sorry. I've been up since 5 o'clock and I'm tired. And, oh, thank you. And I said, well, you know what? You need to have a double blessed day. You see, you never know how much joy you bring into somebody else's life. You are ridiculously amazing. You serve so many people. What is it that when you look in the mirror, though, you feel like you're looking at just kind of, I don't know, who would you picture? Someone who just doesn't really look pretty. You feel a little bit ragged and haggard and you may maybe look nice on the outside, but on the inside, you're just like, I am drained. I am done. I need it. And the gal behind the counter today reminded me of that. She was very sweet, but you could just tell her spirit was worn. Her spirit was tired. Her spirit was battered. She didn't know. And her focus was so jumbled that she couldn't even understand just very four simplistic words of have a blessed day. In fact, I feel like, honestly, that God just needed me to tell her that twice because she needed to hear it. You need to hear today that you are ridiculously amazing. Don't beat yourself up over little things. My son came in today and I knew something was going on because his sweet little eyes began to fill with little pools of tears. They weren't running down yet the cheeks. It wasn't like the full blown, but you could tell the spa was about to start percolating here and they were just going to start gushing at any point in time. And he goes, Mom, can you come downstairs for a moment, please? And I said, okay, hon. And he goes, well, you know that the glass cabinet downstairs. He goes, well, I kind of had my foot on it and I was kind of rocking it back and forth and it broke. Well, of course, I'm thinking glass, not good. I just get up very silently and I walk downstairs. I take a couple things with me that need to be put away. I'm not real happy on the inside, I must say. And I go downstairs and I look at the damage and I look at him and said, I can't fix it right now. We'll have to do something later, but right now, just leave it alone, and I will put it here. And he looked at me, and I'm sure he thought in his mind he was going to be absolutely cremated by his mother because he broke something. And we've been having these discussions. And I really believe that it wasn't at the point that I needed to sit there and say and yell at him. He already knew that he had done wrong. And me sitting there reminding him of the bad decision that he made wasn't going to help the situation. In fact, me being quiet actually helped the situation. It calmed me down, and I wasn't all, you know, on just going at it. Because you know how we can go at it. Your blood pressure just skyrockets, and you're like, I cannot believe you did that. Really? And then the yelling starts, and it gets us nowhere. I remember walking up the stairs, and sure enough, he comes in, and he goes, Mom, I can give you all my money. Because he had a birthday recently. And I said, sweetheart, it's not about that. I said, you need to understand why we tell you to do certain things and how you're supposed to do things. You see, and in that moment, he had already beaten himself up enough. He didn't need me to come around the corner and beat him up too with my words and my tone of voice. But yet, Mom, ladies, you're doing the same thing. You have the outside world around you, your coworkers, it may be your boss. It could even be your best friend. It could be someone close to you. It could be your spouse. And they are sitting there and they are giving you nothing but negativity. And they're just throwing it at you left and right. And then what happens is you come around the corner and you do the absolute same thing to yourself. No wonder you're exhausted. No wonder you're totally worn on the inside. No wonder you feel like you have nothing left to give, but I'm here to tell you, you have so much to give and you do it every day. And that doesn't mean you do it perfect, but you are ridiculously amazing. You continue to push forward. You continue to learn from your mistakes. That makes you ridiculously amazing. Today, turn the corner and be even more ridiculously amazing, if that was said grammatically correct. Exponentially, you know, let it explode. Don't beat yourself up and have negativity when you look at yourself in the mirror or replay it in your mind or when you're laying in bed, you replay those little portions. And it's not the positive ones we replay. And if it is, and you have some magic sauce that the only thing you think of is good, then you need to let me know because we need to talk. Because as a whole, we don't do that. We sit there in our slumberness and we are worn and tattered. Our heart is just sunken and all you can think of is the negative, the bad. How could I have made things differently? Now, it's one thing if you are learning from it and you're using it to grow, but that's usually what isn't happening. We sit there and it's like going to the spa, right? Just as my son's eyes were filling with tears, pools of tears. And eventually I thought for sure they would just run immediately, but he did very well controlling them. We, however, though, do the same thing. We get in there and we sit in the pool and it's nothing but negative. Negative ions all the way around us. It's not doing anything to help you. So pull back, pull out, pull back on those reins and say, you know what? I am ridiculously amazing. Yeah, maybe I made a mistake here, but guess what? That's okay. I can learn from it. Now, what's next? Who's next? Move on. How else can I serve? Because that's what you're doing every day. You are serving people, whether you know them and you serve them as a stranger, or whether you are serving them because you love them from the depths of your soul. You are ridiculously amazing. Don't forget that, okay? Put that smile on. Come on, where's that smile? Do you have that smile? I see that smile. It's adorable when you smile. I could just shake you right now. You got to smile more often like that. Be proud of who you are. That doesn't mean you're being prideful, but be proud. And know that there is someone who loves you. God loves you so much. And I want you to know I love you. And you also need to know you are ridiculously amazing. Go out and have a magnificent day. Enjoy it. Because you never know what tomorrow will bring. So make today a great day, an incredible day. Make the choice. Serve with gladness. And you will most definitely be ridiculously amazing. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.